Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Welcome to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim Tarantine, happy to be here with my friend Amanda Harrison. We're so glad to have you today. Amanda, tell us about your conversations with one of the best in the business.
Thanks, Tim. I spoke with Brenda Robbins this week. She is with Georgia Power Company, and she's a senior project manager there. She has extensive expertise and experience with headquarters locations, bioscience, data centers, back office operations, and new media. She began her career with Southern Company, which is the parent company of Georgia Power. So she's got lots of experience in this industry, lots of experience with her organization, and she's got some great insights to share today. Hi, Brenda. Thank you so much for joining us today on From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Amanda. It's certainly a privilege to have the chance to have this conversation. I have to say I was quite honored to be in this group of economic development professionals, and I think it's really a great reflection on the overall team here at Georgia Power and in the state of Georgia. But it's something that I appreciate very much.
Absolutely. Well, according to your peers, you are one of the best. So we are excited to get to know you a little bit more today. And with that, we'll get started with our first question. What is one thing that everyone should know about you?
I would say that everyone should be aware that I am an excellent matchmaker, though perhaps not in the sense that one might think of first upon hearing that word. I have a real passion for animal rescue and placing shelter animals, so I am always on a mission to find a good home for an animal in a shelter, and if you give me the slightest opening, I will be, I think, pleasantly relentless in making certain that we find the perfect pet for your home. And I'll also try to talk you into taking two rather than just one, because I will convince you that it's easier to take care of two than just one.
Well, that is a wonderful fun fact to learn about you to get started. And you did have me fooled when you first said matchmaker. That's not what I was thinking, but that's awesome. I love that about you. Tell us a little bit about your career path and how you got into the field of economic development.
I think like most people in economic development, I have a very indirect path to a profession that I love more than anything I could have determined, I think. When I finished my undergraduate degree, it was back in a time when there were so few computer science graduates that consulting firms hired students out of business programs and placed them in training programs to equip them for consulting roles. I went through that process with one of the accounting firms and landed actually at Southern Company doing work writing software for nuclear power plants, and ultimately left the consulting world and joined the parent of Georgia Power, which is Southern Company, quite a long time ago. And after spending a number of years in information technology, it was nice to have an opportunity to move into a field where I had a little bit more human interaction, I would say. So I transferred from information technology into human resources, and then from human resources into marketing, and from that juncture into economic development. And I think that one of the real terrific aspects of economic development is that one can always draw from previous professional experience and find some benefit in that experience that helps us assist our prospects.
Absolutely. Yeah, you've had an outstanding career, and to be in so many different aspects and then go into the field of economic development gives you a unique perspective on the industry. Tell us maybe one leadership lesson that you've learned from that time. So transitioning to all of those different aspects of a company, you've kind of seen it all. So maybe what's one thing that you've learned about being a great leader from that experience?
Well, I will attribute this lesson to one of our former great leaders in economic development, a woman that some of your listeners probably know. Becky Blaylock is her name. And she and I overlapped in economic development for a period of time when she was our vice president. And Becky had the most wonderful way of saying thank you. And I think that's something that is so often overlooked. Many times someone will come by an office and say, thanks, great job, and give just a general thank you. Becky had this gift of being able to say thank you for how you handled a specific situation. And she would be so specific in naming what she appreciated about a person's contribution to a project that it made that thank you so much more rewarding and uplifting and motivating. So saying thank you very well, I think, is a great aspect of a good leader.
Absolutely. That's a great piece of advice. And one that no matter what position you're in, no matter what your role is, your title, or even what industry, that you could take and immediately put to work in terms of your own leadership. I love that example. As an economic developer, now that you're in that phase of your career, I would love to know, how do you define success for yourself?
I always define success for our collective economic development efforts based on whether we can say as a team that we absolutely did our best to serve the prospect and the consultant who may have brought us that prospect. Certainly, there's a greater sense of satisfaction when you have the victory of landing the project. But to us in economic development, I think what we have to ask ourselves at the end of every opportunity is, did we do our best job to serve that client? And did we represent our state and our communities as well as we possibly could?
So, Brenda, what are some of those things right now that are keeping you up at night?
Well, I would have to say there's not a whole lot that keeps me up past 10 o'clock. and no one would want to be around me if I suffered from any lack of sleep, I would have to say. You know, I don't think that I'm bothered by things that are strategic. I always feel like if there is an issue that our collective team can solve it, I think we have a really skilled economic development team across the state of Georgia that can overcome almost any challenge. But I have to admit that from just a day-to-day perspective, particularly when we are anticipating a major prospect visit, I do tend to parse the details the night before, sometimes all throughout the night. And that's a little bit embarrassing, but I think that some of my economic development colleagues from across the country would say that they probably do the same thing, because what we want most when we have the opportunity to interact with a project is to perform and execute at a really high level, to make the consultant happy that they brought their client to our state and to our community. And a lot of times it really does come down to the details. So I will parse those details throughout the night.
I think you're right. That's something that a lot of professionals in this industry can relate to. I'm sure they sympathize with you in that too. Tell us a little bit, what sets your organization apart from others in the industry?
Well, of course, in Georgia Power, we are a private sector economic development organization. Georgia Power is a unit of Southern Company. We have over 2.3 million electric customers across the state, and we've had a longstanding commitment to economic development. The first president of Georgia Power, a gentleman whose name is Preston Arkwright, coined the phrase, a citizen wherever we serve, and I think our economic development organization is a testament to that commitment. For over 80 years, we've offered full-service economic development resources, working in partnership with the state and all of our communities. We bring a private sector viewpoint to economic development. I think that our prospects appreciate that. And another thing that sets us apart is that our goals in economic development are centered on capital investment and job creation in the state of Georgia. So we promote sites and buildings and communities in Georgia that we don't serve from an electrical perspective, just like we promote those sites, buildings, and communities where we do provide electric service, because it's important for a consultant to know when they bring a prospect to Georgia and for a company that's evaluating Georgia to know that they are being shown all the opportunities that are best fit for them, not necessarily what is in our best business interest. And that's an aspect of working in our organization that I think we're all very proud of.
Absolutely. Great insights into your organization. We're going to get you out of here with this last question. As you look to the future, what do you feel will be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to focus on?
I think in the future, the answer is very much the same as it is today, and the same answer that I have given to communities that have asked me that question throughout the years. I think that taking care of existing industry should be our number one goal. There's no story more compelling when dealing with the prospect than the story of an existing company who has decided to grow, add jobs, and increase their investment in the state of Georgia. And we need to make certain at all levels that we are ensuring that our existing companies are successful, and that might mean working with our K-12 education systems, with our university systems, working on business alliances and strategic partnerships, professional and adult education. But whatever that means, the key to the future is making certain that the people that are already in our community are really glad that it's at some point someone in their company chose Georgia as the place to do business.
Well, Brenda, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your insights and expertise with our listeners. And most importantly, we just want to congratulate you again on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Well, thank you so much. Again, it is all my honor.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.